You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I have got your full roster of weekly spoilers for the CBS soap for Monday, April 22nd, all the way through Friday, April 26th, as well as a little casting tidbit that's of interest. I'm excited to unpack all this for you. There's so much going on next week. And remember, Thursday and Friday are when May Sweeps kicks off on the 25th and 26th, and then for four more full weeks. And hey, if you haven't, please subscribe. Now let's dig in. Let's talk about all this. Monday, April 22nd is season 51, episode 138 of Young and the Restless. There's a lot of Chancellor Winters action happening on Monday. The bulk of Monday is Chancellor Winters stuff and kidnapping stuff. So Billy has a little pre-work meeting with Lily at Society. He is again lobbying them for the two of them to take power together. Basically, he wants her to shove Devon aside and Nate aside, and the two of them just run it. And he thinks they should be the ones to take over when Jill finally steps down. Lily makes it very clear she can't trust Billy. And he says, well, that's personal. This is professional. She doesn't think she can trust him at all. She doesn't think he should be on the board, and says that she may suggest that they take him off the board. Meanwhile, Devon is making a big move. They do have a board meeting. They've got Jill. She's only on video call, though. She's not actually in Genoa City. And Devon says he wants Nate Hastings back on the board, and he plays the Neil card. He says that's what Neil would have wanted, and Nate has earned it. Well, Billy doesn't like that one bit. Billy votes against it. Jill votes against it. Abby votes yes. And of course, Devon votes yes. That leaves it 2-2 with a tie. Guess who's the tie-breaking vote? It is Lily. And so the way that she goes is probably going to set a line in the sand. Like, if she doesn't vote with Devon and votes with Billy instead, it's going to cause problems. So we won't find out until another day how that goes. Summer is over at the ranch crying to Victor, lashing out at Kyle with blame. Kyle again insists that Claire is the victim, not the perpetrator, and that makes Summer really mad. Jack sides with Kyle on this, but Jack sides with Summer, but Victor sides with Kyle. He also doesn't think that Claire has done this. And Nikki is over at the tack house talking to Victoria. She has a plan to lure Jordan out. She says she has to be the one to do it. She feels guilty. She's nipping on her vodka bottle whenever Victoria steps out of the room. Victoria tries to talk her out of it and then says, okay, but Cole and I are going to help you. And Nikki says, fine, but don't tell Nick because he'll run tattling to your dad. So she is getting ready to make a call to lure Jordan out. And there's some scenes from that in the new promo. And I'm going to drop the promo at the end of this video, so stick around so you can see that. And Chance Chancellor shows up. Remember, Summer Newman asked him to help find Harrison. And he said they figured out that the driver of the kidnap truck was not Jordan. It was a man. And so that's the big clue that Victor and Jack get about Harrison's kidnapping. And then they haul the driver in. Chance warns them that if they question him and there's anything dodgy, it won't be admissible in court. They don't care. They just want the kids back. And so they both threaten the driver and warn him what a psycho Jordan is, and simultaneously offer him $100,000 to come clean. So if he's smart, he's going to come clean. Tuesday, April 23rd is season 51, episode 139. Nikki goes ahead and makes the dangerous decision to put herself in harm's way. Victoria knows about it. I feel like Victoria's probably going to tattle to her dad as well, but we'll see. Victor is very impatient, and he decides he's going to handle things himself. And I'm sure that's part and parcel of dealing with this driver and then finding out more about what he can do with Jordan. They all want her 6 feet under at this point. Jill Abbott continues the video conference with the board. She's in damage control mode. It's very clear that the leadership team at Chancellor Winters is not on the same page, and she's got to get them there or they're going to rip the company apart, which is kind of what Devon has suggested in the past. And It looks like it might be considered Wednesday, April 24th is episode 140 of the current season. And we meet Ashley Abbott's third altar. I think this is going to be her final altar based on her article with TV Guide. She said there are three personalities. We've got Ash, who's the little girl in pigtails. We've got Ms. Abbott, who's the psycho, who's ready to do bad things to Tucker. And now we're going to meet a Southern belle who likes tequila with lime and has a very thick accent, very Blanche DuBois from Streetcar Named Desire. I'm interested in seeing how this personality plays out. Kyle Abbott finds out something shocking on Wednesday, and Nikki tries to make a deal with Jordan. So she goes out and she waits in this alley after sending a message to Claire's number saying she'll be there. And it looks like Jordan does show up and gets a hold of her. So we'll see. Thursday, April 25th is episode 141 of season 51. And Jack Abbott gets some very disturbing news. The question is it about Harrison or is it about Ashley? Because there's a lot of disturbing things going on in the Abbott household right now. Victor comes up with a new approach to taking down Jordan. And Victoria and Cole think back on the past. They're doing some reminiscing about how they got together and, you know, their daughter, all that good stuff. We're going to end the week on Friday, April 26, season 51, episode 142. Audra promises something to Tucker. I'm very curious, you know, she's out of work right now. I guess she's still working on Glissade with him and she doesn't want to get married, but she wants to be with him. I feel like that their story is just stuck in neutral, attached, you know, somehow to the Ashley mental health issue, but it doesn't seem like their storyline has any legs right now, which is a shame because I enjoy them both. Audra as the town bicycle, isn't that what Ashley called her? And Tucker's just trouble. I love him. Tracy gets to meet Ashley's newest personality that I'm calling Blanche. I'm sure she'll have some other version of Ashley's name. Maybe she'll be Ashley, you know, like Ashley Wilkes from Gone with the Wind. And Devon stays one move ahead of Billy. So I do wonder if he gets Nate on the board. Just real quick, we have a casting tidbit before I show you the promo. Christopher Cousins is going to play Alan Laurent in Sweeps. He's going to have his first appearance on Tuesday, April 30th. He is that psychiatrist friend of Ashley's from Paris. She mentioned him several times to Tracy when they were in Paris looking at the whole restaurant thing to see who was telling the truth. I honestly thought that her shrink friend was a figment of her imagination, but no, he's real. So I'm very curious what he is going to have to say about all this. And hang on one second and I'll have your promo for you. Please subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on what you're excited to see and come back every single day of the week. We're talking Young the Restless all week long. This is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and buckle up because here's that new promo.
Is it okay if I ask you a question?
Of course, yes, go ahead.
What is it you're trying so hard not to talk about?
You can make a girl happy with a shot of tequila. And don't you forget that teeny weeny slice of lime.
I imagine Jordan is going to reach out to Kyle sometime soon. How do we string her along if she starts making demands?
She loves theatrics. This time, I'm going to pull down the damn curtain once and for all.
Come on, Jordan. I'm right where you want me.